Hello, my people, and welcome to Flight Sim Edge. No, this is not the anticipated episode 9. That is literally a day or so away. I've gotten some more hardware, and we're going to do a full review of my upcoming build and my philosophies regarding builds and purchases in general. And we're going to walk through a lot of things step by step. And it's going to be a lot of fun, trust me. This is another bonus show. It's a bonus show that I'm entitling Final Rant Bonus of 2020. And, have you ever seen something from a completely different angle than everybody else that's walking on the face of the earth? It's kind of isolating and alone. I don't know if any of you've ever experienced that. I'm sure most of you have. And the subject matter will come up with your friends or articles that you read or news bulletins that you may watch, and none of them address the way that you see it. Well, that's what I'm going through right now. Every tech tuber, when I say every tech tuber, I mean every tech tuber, and I'm now looking for it, has not mentioned this or seen it in my direction in any way. Whether it's a tech tuber that I trust and listen to, whether it's a tech tuber I trust and don't listen to, whether it's a tech tuber I don't trust and listen to, whether it's a tech tuber I don't trust and don't listen to, game reviewer, console reviewer, technology reviewer, hardware reviewer. Local meteorologist. Nobody is seeing this the way that I'm seeing it. And maybe it's because of the way I do my job, the kind of research that I do, the way I have to look at fabric of information and weave a result that is not obvious, that is allowing me to see things in a way that just has not caught on yet. And so I thought I would share it with you guys, because it does have a relation to flight simulation, although up front it wouldn't seem to be the case. But before we get into the details, let me caveat that by saying this is totally, unequivocally, uncoerced, my opinion. I don't have any technical information or any inside information. It is just my opinion. And those listening to this podcast, I invite and implore for you guys to come up with your own conclusions and your own opinion. And having said all that, let me open with this. There is some bullshit going on. I'll be right back. Unless you live under a rock, or unless you just don't care, or unless you're just a simmer and you don't have anything to do with computer entertainment outside of simulation, and if that is you, kudos and congratulations. There has been a software product, a game, that has been probably one of the most anticipated releases in modern history. I haven't seen this kind of fever in since like the Halo releases. It is a game called Cyberpunk 2077 by a software developing company from Poland called CD Projekt Red. And in case you haven't heard, let me be the first to inform you that this highly anticipated release that doesn't even do it justice. This clamoring release, this earth-shaking release, runs horrendously on AMD. It runs horrendously on AMD architecture. Whether it's the second gen or the third gen. And because it runs horrendously on AMD architecture, it runs horrendously on the latest generation of game consoles. A game designed to run on these game consoles runs horrendously. I know people that have bought game consoles, both PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series X, with the anticipation of this software release. I kid you not. I know more people that have bought consoles for Cyberpunk 2077 than for Microsoft Flight Simulator 2020. Now, that would obviously be the case, but because I live in a flight simulator world, I do not live in a gaming world, you would think the opposite from my experience would be true, but it is not. I don't follow games. I'm not interested in games, especially on the PC. I've given you my philosophy on that before. PCs do work. They do work with photographs and video rendering. They do engineering work and AutoCAD, and they do flight simulation. If you want to play a game, get a console, sit comfortably on your couch, and play the game while you're on the front of your 4K 55-inch TV. But these games run so horrendously on the consoles, especially the next-gen consoles, that CD Projekt Red has offered a refund to those that have downloaded the software up until this point. And the take of the community is simply, let me interrupt and say, if you hear any ambient noise, especially cars and or music from cars, it's just an absolutely stunning day. It's in the low 60s. I'm sitting on my porch. It is on the second floor, but you are able to hear, at least I'm able to hear some ambient car noise, and half my porch faces a parking lot in my apartment complex, so you may hear some cars drive by, like the zooped-up Camaro that's driving by right now. And for that, I do apologize, but I don't think it'll be that intrusive, and I just wanted to sort of share the energy of me being out here. It's just absolutely stunning, and the sky is blue. There's a beautiful breeze blowing. There's zero humidity, and it's just gorgeous, folks. But yes, with the community's take is that, well, this is a new software product, and it has some bugs, and seems to run a little bit smoother on Intel architecture than AMD architecture. It happens. And, you know, for a while, I thought that was the case. I thought, obviously, it was a glaring, you know, misadventure. I mean, this is supposed to be the hottest anticipated game of 2020, of probably 2019 and 2020 and 2021. It was supposed to be a shoe-in to be nominated for Game of the Year and probably a winner of Game of the Year. We'll have to see if that still pans out. But then I read an article, a technical article. It was a door that perhaps I shouldn't have walked through, but I did. And the article states that the reason why Cyberpunk 2077 by CD Projekt Red runs so horrendously on AMD platform is because it was designed around AMD's Bulldozer architecture. An architecture that is so infamous that someone like me, who really hasn't delved into the technical aspects of AMD until just recently, because I'm building an AMD system, and go to my past shows if you want to know the reason why I have made that choice. And it was a game-changing choice. Excuse the metaphor there. I mean, it really was. It was a hard decision to go with AMD. But as I did the research in relation to Microsoft Flight Simulator 2020, and we'll still touch upon some of the things when I discuss my build choices. As far as individual hardware goes, it took a lot for me. Now, I am not a fanboy. I'm not. I wasn't on Project Blue Book when I was running Intel, and I'm not a Team Red now that I'm building an AMD system. I go with the system that I think is going to push the simulator the best, and for the last 10 years, that was Intel. And now I believe the winds of change have blown. But why do I illustrate that? Why do I talk about that? Because I don't know that much about AMD. I couldn't tell you the name of the architecture of the chip of the CPU that I'm buying now. I mean, it's obviously Ryzen. Yeah. But Bulldozer was so infamous that even if you don't follow Team Red, even if you're not an AMD guy or a technical guy, you've heard about it. I could, if you held a gun to my head, I could not tell you what the Intel architecture was when Bulldozer architecture was out, because it wasn't infamous. It just did what it did. But this architecture is years old. Like, years old. It's old. And no one in their right mind would believe that Bulldozer architecture is being used in the new game consoles. AMD did the central processing units for the last generation of consoles, PlayStation 4 and Xbox One, and that was built on the Jaguar architecture. Jeez. And so after that article and subsequent articles from other publications coming out confirming this, and these are done by people that, and I don't know the science or the process behind it, but they're able to take a game and get to the code, the actual programming, and deconstruct it, reverse engineer it, if you will, and figure out, you know, the infrastructure, if you will, of the software program. And that's a layman's description of it, trust me. And they were able to determine that, you know, by looking at the code and correlating it to how it runs on one particular CPU or another, that this was built around Bulldozer architecture. At first, people were skeptical, but other publications that are able to do the same thing, especially Team Red guys that are like, why is this so horrible on AMD? It doesn't seem to be a driver issue. It's something far deeper than that. And they were able to determine that this is indeed the case. I don't know if they determined it first and then the publication confirmed it, or the publication came out with the article and then the AMD guys were able to confirm it. But either way, it has been confirmed, and it is accepted reality. And so I was startled, to say the least, to read this, and I immediately started scanning the tech tubers and game reviewers and the like. Even tech tubers that are very pro AMD, and you can even say sort of editorially bent on the AMD side of things. And everyone's like, well, no wonder it runs bad. It's built around Bulldozer architecture. That's a 6-7 year older architecture. Those silly, wacky guys at CD Projekt Red, they're going to have to rewrite the entire program if they want it to run smoothly on modern gaming consoles. Those wackos. But that's not what crossed my mind at all. And the implications of this to me, in the theater of the GPU and the CPU wars, led me to a much darker and more sinister road. Now, this is CD Projekt Red. Yes, it is a software developer from Poland, but from all intents and purposes, it's one of the top gaming companies on the planet, like Earth. And this is a huge project. This isn't two guys in their garage coming up with the original shareware version of Doom. This is what we can speculate. 15, 20 programmers, maybe more. Go to the credits at the end of the game, and I bet it goes on and on and on. And so, out of all these programmers, cutting edge field breaking programmers, not one programmer who would be aware, because this is their passion and their career, that knows computers, that knows gaming consoles, that eats, sleeps, drinks, and breathes this stuff 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Not one of them. In a jam session or a creative juices meeting or having a drink after work with your immediate superior, not one of them raised their hand. Or outside taking a break with their sneaker against the wall, hunched over their Zippo as they light their Eastern European cigarette. Not one of them said, why the hell are we writing this game for Bulldozer architecture? They haven't used that in years. Think about that. Yes, I'm being slightly comedic. But think about that. Let it fester. I'm sharing the fester because I'm frustrated. And I'm not... Please understand, this isn't because I'm building a Ryzen system. This would stick in my craw anyway. And I would come to this conclusion if I was still running happily on my Intel system with my i7-8600K and my 1080 Ti. Because that explanation, it runs bad because it's built around a Bulldozer architecture, does not pass the smell test. It sounds like bullshit. It looks like bullshit, and it smells like bullshit. That glaring of a mistake, my people, is intent, in my opinion. It could only be intent. No other reasonable explanation makes sense. Ladies and gentlemen, I am not a professional programmer, but I do research tech companies and software development companies. I know coders. I hang out with them. Some of them are dubious. But that's a story for another day. But these are, needless to say, highly intelligent, highly informed, highly compartmentalized human beings. And whether they work solo or work as a team, they do not have collective brain farts. It does not happen. It wouldn't happen with the non-coders, the non-programmers that are running the business end of things. It would not happen with the promotional people. that run the advertising side of things. And it sure as hell wouldn't happen with the coders that work tirelessly in spurts that they call crunches, where everyone just is in an atmosphere of all hands on deck and works 12, 14 hour days. It just doesn't, people. Now, if they wrote it for Jaguar, because that's the engine that drove the previous generation consoles, PlayStation 4 and Xbox One and its various maturations, but no, Bulldozer, what the hell? They wanted and think of the implications of that sentence or that partial sentence. They wanted this software to fail on the next gen consoles. And on, more importantly, current AMD architecture. I'm not trying to be a conspiracist. I'm not trying to be... Why are they launching fireworks? I'm not trying to be paranoid person. Although I've always followed the philosophy, just because you're paranoid doesn't mean that they're not after you. There's nothing else that makes sense. I've rolled it around in my mind over and over again. And I did that because nobody else is saying that. Not Gamers Nexus, not Hardware Unboxed. Nobody. So what does this have to do with flight simulation, Griffin? Okay. You've waited long enough. I'm probably still going to rant a little bit about this, but I will tie the loose thread. Some of you may be deciding whether or not you're going to go with an Intel build or an AMD build. And you might have heard that this latest, greatest software marvel runs like a crap pig on AMD, and you might come to the erroneous conclusion, well, if this greatest game that ever touched the face of the earth, that was programmed by the hand of God, runs like crap on AMD, maybe I shouldn't go with AMD. First of all, this software has nothing to do with Microsoft Flight Simulator 2020, has nothing to do with X-Plane 11, has nothing to do with Prepared 3D. There's no qualities about it and those three products that share anything in common. So if you're building a rig for your flight simulator, that shouldn't even be a splinter in your mind's eye. If you are building a flight simulator rig that wants to do AAA gaming, even then, I would say it should not be a consideration. There are a lot of new AAA games that not only run very well on Ryzen second and third generation, they run far better than their Intel counterparts. So what shit the bed here? Well, they decided to run this brand new earth-shattering game title around an architecture that hasn't been supported by AMD in at least 5 years. I forget what the name of the architecture was before Ryzen, but it wasn't Bulldozer. And remember, Ryzen 1 was, I'm not sure, 2012, 2013? It's 2020, folks. Soon to be 2021. That is way in the rearview mirror. Current motherboards, RAM profiles, et cetera, do not recognize Ryzen 1, and in some cases, Ryzen 2, as a viable platform architecture. But Griffin, they're only shooting themselves in the foot. Wouldn't they want the game to run on the most modern consoles? You said yourself they're now issuing refunds. And wouldn't they want it to run on a PC architecture that is at least, as we stand right now, a good quarter or one-third of the PC gaming community and rising quickly, pardon the pun. Oh yeah, on the surface, it's a bad, bad move. Absolutely. So then why would they do it? What's the payoff? Let's paint the landscape. Intel is the largest CPU manufacturer in the world. AMD is a fraction. When you take the professional computers, when you take the professional servers, even the laptops, most of the pre-built computers like Dell or HP, Lenovo, a couple of others, far more Intel-based systems than AMD-based systems. Although, all of those things that I just mentioned are being threatened by AMD. AMD has been the productivity king for people that render video and do digital renderings for a while. The Threadrippers cannot be beat in core count, thread count, and clock speed. And that's the theater that we're in. Intel stock has been affected. It goes up and down, but it has been down as a trend. And article after article, from technical journals to PC World to gaming magazines, are talking about how AMD is making strides in markets where Intel not only dominated, but let us use the proper word, controlled the marketplace. Mobile computing is an example. Laptops, in other words. AMD's architecture is making huge headways in laptop computers. Why? Because they're powerful chips, A, and B, they are much more efficient at utilizing power. Look, I've known for 3 to 5 years that AMD makes a better processor. They just had a slower one core clock speed that allowed X-Plane 11 and other flight simulators to run better. I knew I was buying an inferior CPU in every other aspect other than pushing my simulator, and I built my PC around Intel. Despite that, I said on the very first podcast, what seems like an eon ago in this year of bizarro world that we're in, that if AMD came out with a product that was going to allow my simulator to run better, my next build would be an AMD. Well, my computer got blown up in a tropical storm, and so facts have come to light that lead me to believe that AMD is the better processor to run Microsoft Flight Simulator 2020 now and in the future. And so that's my build. It's as simple as that. I didn't go out and throw a bunch of Intel t-shirts away because I don't own any. And I didn't go out and buy a bunch of AMD t-shirts because I have no plans on owning any. I know people that have AMD tattoos, and I have tattoos, and my wife has tattoos, and none of them are AMD, nor will they ever be. Ladies and gentlemen, I cannot be the only one that will historically come to this conclusion. Mark my words. Griffin is saying it here and now. On Flight Sim Edge, recorded December 22nd, my youngest daughter's birthday. As a matter of fact, she turns 14 today. And it's giving me the heart symbol through the sliding glass door as I'm saying these words to you right now. This is going to hit the fan, folks. Sooner or later, somebody's going to peel a thread, come across a memo, come across an email. And the shit is going to hit the fan. What exactly the motivation for CD Projekt Red has for doing this, which seems like almost a suicidal move, I don't know. But I can tell you this. The largest, most powerful, arguably, computer, hardware, company in the world who's losing ground on numerous fronts that sees its dominant marketing share that still exists but yet is threatened. Celebrates tonight over this. They are gleeful, is the word that my contact used. And I'll leave the show with you as a consumer. To ponder that. Wheels up soon on episode 9. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I haven't articulated exactly how the show's going to go. It's just going to be fun. Show up for it. I think you're going to enjoy it. Maybe we'll do it Christmas Eve. I don't know. As I go through kind of a virtual unboxing of some of the parts and bobs and bits as I've gotten so far. And I'll describe this piece of kit that I'm building that I think is going to be all right. Take care. Be safe. Be good to each other. And just when you think this year can't get any more strange, it does. Hold on tight, folks. If I can hear the rumbles of thunder in the background, others can too. They probably just don't have a platform that has made themselves known. I certainly am not going to get any fame from this. I don't have an audience that's large enough to move the needle. But, yeah, it's going to be a wild ride. I really believe that. Hope you're having a wonderful December so far. Happy holidays.